Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Reddit Ask Me Anything. I plotted and nearly went through with a school shooting when I was 16. Ask me anything. Throw away for obvious reasons. Just to make it clear, I am not homicidal anymore in any way, shape or form. This was a long time ago and I got the help I needed and I now have a loving girlfriend and very supportive friends and family. I was a student at a high school which I don't want to name for obvious reasons. And I was deathly alone. I didn't have any friends. I was bullied severely and I was definitely at the very bottom of the hierarchy at my school. I eventually couldn't handle it so I chose to be homeschooled, which obviously worked wonders for my social anxiety. Yes, I had severe depression and social anxiety, but I did not tell any of my therapists or anyone that I was homicidal. I went to therapy, took medication and none of that helped. I eventually fell into alcoholism and that only numbed the pain for a short amount of time. I hated everything about my life. I did not have any friends. I felt so severely unloved that I started planning an attack at my former high school. My dad loved guns and he had four handguns, three assault rifles, extra magazines, extended magazines and a stockpile of ammo kept in a safe which I had access to. I spent months planning this and my plan was to wake up before my dad, unlock the gun safe, put the guns in a duffel bag, take my dad's car to my former high school, and wait in the parking lot until lunch and enter through the cafeteria and start shooting as many as I could. I had a set date for this. This was November 20th, the day my mom left. As you know, November 20th is in a couple days, so that will be a very emotional day for me as it always is. On November 19th I was up all night thinking tomorrow's the day. This is really gonna happen. I set my alarm clock for 5 a.m. the next day and woke up and started to prepare. I got dressed into my set outfit. Black cargo pants with Doc Martens and a Dead Kennedys t-shirt. I got my duffel bag and approached the gun safe. I didn't know why, but something made my dad change the passcode of the gun safe. And I'm so glad he did. I tried to unlock it at least 10 times until the safe locked me out. My disappointment at the time was immeasurable. I spent the whole day thinking and realized that there were better ways to fix my issues. I still wanted to go through with it, but I just thought that it wouldn't be worth it and that I wouldn't get the satisfaction I sought for. I was severely depressed, but I met several online friends who were awesome dudes and I told them everything I was going through and I can't stress how supportive they were. I enrolled in a new school with tons of like-minded people, went back to therapy and got better and no longer was depressed or had homicidal thoughts. It's so insane to me that the only thing that prevented me from killing a bunch of people was my dad changing the passcode of the safe. He doesn't know that I ever planned this or thought of this, but I will forever be thankful for him changing the code. Thank you for sharing this with us. What brought on the idea and what was the reasoning behind murdering strangers from a place you used to be? I know this sounds bad the way I put it and I mean no offense. As I replied to the comment below me, I wanted to get back at my school and the people for all the suffering they had caused me. I know how horrible that is, wanting to murder people who most of them didn't do anything wrong, but I realize how awful that is now. It was the best way to deal with it in my state of mind at the time. While planning, did you have an escape plan or was your life going to end that day? Sorry to hear about this. Glad you're alright and your dad changed the code. I planned to end my life as soon as I was done. I had thought about running out and shooting at cops, committing suicide by cop, but my plan was to shoot myself. What has your process of recovery been like? Do you feel like you're in a place of stability? It was a slow recovery, but I am most definitely stable now. With the help of some amazing friends and a therapist, I no longer experience depression or homicidal thoughts. I am in an amazing place right now, but the fact I planned this and nearly went through with it haunts me severely. Do you ever worry that homicidal thoughts could re-emerge? Also, do you currently own any guns? If not, any particular reason? Definitely, but they most certainly won't. I'm in the best place I could be in right now and there is no chance they would come back. Good to hear. What about guns? Do you own any? Absolutely not, and I have no intent to ever own one. Whenever I see a gun, I get flashbacks to what I had been plotting. And what if life deals you a bad card again? There are going to be other moments in your life where you feel shit or treated unfairly. I now realize that it's just the way it goes and that shit is a part of life, but when I was feeling that way, I didn't realize that at all. I understand that feeling like shit is an inevitable part of life, but when I was as ducked up as I was at the time, I didn't. I like to think that everyone has a eureka moment in their life, where they see happiness and freedom in one direction, and all they were doing before in the other, and it causes them to reevaluate everything. The anxious, angry, antisocial teen young adult is still there in me, but I just feed him TV and exercise until he goes away. I like who I am now, and I think you like who you are now too. Absolutely, I have the best girlfriend and friends I could ask for, and I'm in a band going on tour. I don't even feel like who I was really me. I don't like to associate who I am now with who I was. How do you feel about the mass shootings occurring in the US? What at current gun laws? It's sickening how many mass shootings have occurred. What's even more sickening is that I was nearly the perpetrator for one. I believe anyone buying a gun should be mentally evaluated and thoroughly background checked. I really don't want a gun falling in the hands of a person like I was. Granted, if guns are banned, people can still always get guns. Black market and arms dealers and such. Thank you for your willingness to do this. Ask me anything. I'm very glad that you're in a better place. What advice would you give to people who notice a kid going through trying circumstances like yours? Should they try and reach out to them? Definitely, reach out to them. Become friends with them. You never know how much they'll need it. Had someone reached out to me and became friends with me while I was going through this, it very likely could have prevented me ever thinking about it. Do you think your father suspected what you were planning and that's why he changed the lock code on his gun safe? Possibly. I've never asked him. There is no way he could have suspected me or knew I was feeling like that. I was a stone when it came to hiding my emotions. Would you say you didn't see the kids as people? Also, why was it the chosen way to get back at your school? I saw them as people. I just really hated them at the time. In my eyes, there wasn't any other way. I can't stress enough how ducked up I was at the time, and that just felt like the best course of action at the time. I'm not using my ducked up mental state to justify what I was planning at all. I despised who I was back then, but I was suffering so much that was all I could think to do. How do you feel about gun control measures that are often brought up in the wake of these shootings? Have any of the proposed measures been one that could have stopped you? I'm interested to know what someone who has been in the attacker's shoes thinks about the subject. My dad owned the firearms, but had guns been banned, I wouldn't have had access to any and I wouldn't have bothered trying to illegally acquire guns. How old are you now? I am 22. Were your parents involved in your life and was your school counselor notified about any of your behavior prior to that day? My mom left when I was 15 and my dad was really never concerned about me or involved. I think the reason he wasn't concerned is because I was a pro at hiding my feelings and emotions. I was a statue. No, I was homeschooled at the time, so I didn't have a counselor. Who was homeschooling you then? My dad. But he didn't care enough to really do it, so I mostly homeschooled myself, and of course I never did that work. Did you plan on killing any and everybody you could? Or did you draw any sort of line in your morality on individuals or types that you wouldn't kill? My main goal was the people who had bullied me and teachers and staff. I figured it would be hard to find and harm them personally, so I just planned to shoot at everybody. Ducked up, I know. Have you ever told anyone about this plan, like a therapist or your girlfriend, for support, or have you kept it to yourself mostly? I've kept it to myself. I really don't want to freak somebody IRL out by telling them this. I never told my therapist, but I went on antidepressants and antipsychotics for my BPD and bipolar disorder, which I felt helped a lot. I am off of these medications and don't have any problems anymore. I hope this isn't insensitive. How do you feel when you see other school shootings? Do you sympathize with, understand the shooters more than most people would? I hope I worded that correctly. Also, I am so happy to hear you overcame that difficult part of your life and are doing better. Red heart. I understand what the shooters are going through. The ones who have been damaged, traumatized, that is. To be clear, I don't condone it in any way, but I understand the perpetrators who do that shit as a hate crime. Shooting churches, mosques, targeting races. Duck those pieces of shit. No sympathy for them. The perpetrators who do that shit as a hate crime. Shooting churches, mosques, targeting races. Duck those pieces of shit. No sympathy for them. You don't think they're in a similar state, except where the object of your hate was your school, in a general sense, and the people at it in a more specific sense, in terms of your targets. Many people who target religions or races have convinced themselves, or been convinced, that those are the ones that hurt them. How is that really different? I mean, in PC culture, school doesn't carry PC intersectionality significance like black church does. But at the end of the day, it's a person hating an organization or thing, and simply killing the people attending members of it. How hating a school and all the students there by proxy really that different than hating a race and all its members by proxy, or a religion and all its members by proxy? And I'm not asking this to be insensitive. I just feel as a society we do this weird thing where some kinds of hate are off limits while other kinds of hate are normal. And to me, they're all bad, and about equally bad. But people want to draw weird lines that, honestly, don't make sense if you ever really think about them. It's kind of like when someone says, oh, you're gay? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, which is basically saying you're this protected class. So I'm going to make explicit that I'm not on the wrong side of the PC aisle on that protected class. But this just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Those people may have mental illness, but they do it because they are white supremacists and hate targeted races and cultures enough to kill them. Take the Christchurch shooter for example. He did it because he believed there to be a white genocide. Same goes for that shooting at the church in Charleston. Those people do that because they hate other races so strongly that they target them and them only. Sure, they may be mentally ill, but they do it purely because of their hatred of other races. I hope this isn't too sensitive a question, but before you planned on going through with it, did you consider how the families of the victims might have felt? Did you consider how your dad would have felt? Did you feel remorse at all? I didn't consider it at the time. I was in a kind of fugue state. When my dad changed the passcode, that kind of snapped me back to reality, and I spent the whole day thinking and realized I'd be hurting people who most of them hadn't wronged me and their families. While a handful of people there bullied me and picked on me, most of them hadn't done anything wrong, and I realized it that day. The part about my dad goes for what I said too. I realized how shitty it would be for him that day. I absolutely would have felt remorse. I am not a sociopath. My plan was if after shooting someone and I felt bad, I would just kill myself and not kill any others. I didn't want to live anyways, and I felt that if I felt guilt from killing one person, that was all the more excuse to kill myself. Thank you for being brave enough to share this story. What was the thought process that brought you from being in a bad place mentally to the idea of planning this? My school had worsened all of my issues to a very high extent. I just really wanted to get back at my school for all the pain it had caused me. In my ducked up state, I thought that was the best way to do it at the time. Would you ever told your dad about it? Glad that you received the help you needed and that now you are okay. I don't think I would. I only feel comfortable sharing this story anonymously. Thank you for sharing your story, and I'm glad that you no longer feel that way. However, hypothetically speaking, since you talk about your relationship and stability now, what would happen if you lost that relationship and/or stability? Would that set you back? Is it possible that your homicidal tendencies might reemerge? Or do you think suicidal tendencies would be more likely to resurface? Definitely not likely. I got the help I needed, and I don't think there is any chance any of those thoughts could re-emerge. I have moved past them completely. Do you remember what kinds of guns ammo was in the safe? Any people specifically, not names of course, you had on a list? 3 ARs I think Smith & Wesson, 2 9mm and 2 45s. Can't remember the brands. Think one of them was Wilder? Yes, I had a list of the people who I intended on harming. Row, thank you for sharing this. My question is, how did you bring this story up to your current girlfriend? And how did she take it, considering you're a totally different person now? Was she super shocked? I haven't told her or any of my friends. This is a part of my life that I only feel comfortable sharing anonymously. Where did you find online friends? I'd like to have some with who I can chat. But since English is not my mother language, I have a hard time maintaining internet friends. Through Kick. I searched through public Kick groups and found some metal and punk groups and joined them. Looking back on it, do you think that you were mentally ill at the time when you were making this decision? If someone else, presumably without mental health issues, were to be placed in your situation, do you think they would have reacted the same way? Prior to enrolling in that school, I was plenty mentally damaged. My mom had left when I was 15. I had these problems before that, but they worsened when my mom left. I never talked about my mental problems because I was content on hiding my emotions and being a stone. And I was good at it. I don't think someone who hadn't previously been damaged would have done it. So what did you do after you could not get into the safe? I laid in bed thinking about everything. I realized how ducked up and absurd my thoughts were. Not saying that those feelings went away immediately, but the safe passcode being changed snapped me back to reality and I definitely started thinking about how shitty it would be. When I was in high school, I was very, very alienated and depressed. Like there was me, and then everyone else in the world on the other side of a window. In fact, those feelings would return sometimes in the years after. But I never wanted to hurt anyone, and I had the self-awareness to understand it was my problem. With respect, how does it go from that to homicide? Not to be rude, but I've always struggled to understand, and I've always wanted the opportunity to ask. Also, is Reddit helpful in dealing with depression and anxiety? Since so many Redditors complain about these things, thank you. I had been severely damaged prior to all of this. This involved my mom abandoning me when I was 15 and other stuff that I don't feel comfortable talking about. My mental state was totally ducked up and being bullied and alienated didn't help at all. At the time I was just blaming the school, but now I realize that was not the only culprit for the way I felt. At the time I felt I had been portrayed as weak and meek, and I really wanted to get back at my school for all the pain it had caused me and overpower the people whom had overpowered me. To be clear, I realize how awful that is now. I don't browse Reddit much, just when I'm bored to look at memes, but occasionally I'll meet someone similar to me and I'll often shoot them a message and have a conversation with them. Ro, you made it to the end? You're a ducking beast. I'll cut you a deal. Smash like and subscribe for more curated content, mate. It's free and that's a great price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.